انا
معاك.
هاي
هل امبارح؟
I'm sorry, did you say something?
Are you feeling better?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Every now and then I have a coughing spell, so not bad, and it's a dry cough again, but it's okay.
Hopefully it dries out a bit so we can move on from all of this pollen and different weather temperatures.
Yeah. Well, I was exposed to somebody that was really sick, but that was a physical cause. The spiritual cause was, I mean, I see why I got it. So. I really contemplated yesterday's verse.
You did?
Yes.
What was the result?
Well, I mentioned it to him, you know, I don't know if we should wait. The thing is, you know, months back, that lesson we had called a Midrash for today, that just really impressed me. And I never, it just kept always coming into my mind. You know, it's the one about Elijah and the prophets of Baal. And of course, we know who showed himself to be the ultimate sovereign in that instance. But then it was the first page of that commentary made the comment, what if the Muslims would, in today's world, would say, okay, we're going to do a similar thing, and the Muslims would win, you know, between the Muslims and the children of Israel. So would that change your faith? Would you, you know, want to go over to the other side? In other words, what you see in the physical, it doesn't necessarily make it true, okay? Now, I was just so strong about that blood because to just see her dabbing that little Q-tip and that peroxide a little bit at a time. And I have no idea. I also know that if you have ink, and how many times I've gotten ink on clothes, to get the ink out, blood will take the ink out. And like I also said, I've had so many posters, all my posters were laminated, but if I had put anything in with a black marker, it wouldn't rub off. But if I used Goo Gone, it would come off, you know. So reality looks like it's gone, and I understand what Hanok was saying. So to me, this was another incident of... what is the Kabbalah principle behind that? So that, because this is why I feel like so many people are going to be fooled in the end times.
Right.
And but isn't the principle, the Kabbalah principle, that there's no disappearance in spirituality? Now that came to me. So if I heard that phrase, you know, I would agree to that. Okay, you know, I say yes, that's true. And so that was another incident of you can't trust what you see.
Right.
You know, you're going to have the intuition, the discernment, whatever you want to say, to know what is the principle behind whatever's happening, and it's going to be easy to be fooled. Just like on the surface, blotting out to me still means it's gone. Well, it's gone to your eyesight, but it's not going gone in the level of spirituality. And then I also thought about our sins are written on our bones. We've had that in the Zohar.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Sure, absolutely. The sins are always there, and you have to correct those sins. That's why mm-hmm. we do tikkun. It's they never go away. You have to correct them, even though you don't do those sins anymore. You've done them in the past, and they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're written down, you know, in the book of life. They're written down, so you're going to, and that's why we have to be cleansed by fire and purified because it's there. And that's the only way to get rid of the dross, I guess you would say, is to burn them away, you know, is to completely remove them from your spiritual life. And that's great if you repent and, you know, Hashem forgives you for those sins. But doesn't mean that you're not going to have to correct those, you know. So it's a fine line to walk, you know, just like you're saying.
Yeah.
You don't see it, but they're still there. And you certainly can be fooled easily. But with the teaching, the deep teaching that we're receiving, we should not be easily fooled if you really are studying and understanding the lesson.
Good evening.
See, the easily being fooled for me was the idea that it's a different picture of the same principle of
right.
that midrash of today. You see, so it showed up again, but in a different frame of reference. And to me, that's what we have to be careful of, too. You know,
absolutely.
I saw it in a different frame of reference, I think, from, you know, but it went back to that lesson. I'm sorry, I know we had to finish our little conversation.
That's all right. I wanted you to finish it. I didn't understand because I came in the middle. So, you know, I'll listen to the recording and get a sense of it. Apologize for being late, but I'm counting the Omer with the community here, so as well as with all of us. We're in section 25 of Lech Lecha from the Zohar Sulam commentary. And section 25, plus 251, and we'll start with the Lishem Yehud. Gavar acher moche b'shayecha l'mani tachatei chayave alma avdin hegimuta le'ela dekari nun chovin salkin rachamin unhiru ila'a Vyaniku devirkan la nachet letata wichai darga la natel birkan dilela liyanaka letata ugin tachlemani begin dila yitzman hun birkan liyanaka Likola. The translation. Come and see. Another explanation of the words, "Blot out your transgressions for my own sake," is that the wicked of the world cause damage. And when their sins rise, mercy and the supernal light are lost, and blessings cannot descend to this world. So this grade, namely the Nukva, which is called I, does not receive any blessings from above to pass on to the lower beings. Therefore, this is considered by her a damage. And so she says, for my own sake, so that blessings will not be withheld from me and not be withheld from being able to give to the to all. My commentary is that this, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Is she the Anna? She came. Who is she? Did you mention she?
She is Malchut. She is the Shekhinah.
Okay.
In Rabbi Ashlag's comments, it's called the Nukva.
Right. Okay.
So, and the difference between Malchut and the Nukva. Malchut is a Sephirah without light, without fulfillment. The Nukva is a structure of 10 Sephirot, a complete structure. So
she stated that why should we be not giving blessings for the wicked that damage their vessels. So is it a question being asked of why should we not receive blessings when our prayers go up?
No, but it is a good question for you to ask.
Okay.
Why does somebody else's actions that are considered negative cause an interruption of the flow of the blessings to you, who's not doing the negative action?
Right, that is my question.
That's an excellent question. How would you answer it?
I would answer it. Well, it all depends if we're talking about the Nukva or the Malchut. The Nukva, we all have to unite to bring down the blessings or the light down to that vessel. We have to elevate our Nukva to be able to get those blessings. So is it talking about unity? Are we talking about conscious? And are we talking about spiritual world or physical?
The Zohar normally is talking about the spiritual. When it says the Nukva, it's talking about the spiritual level of Malchut.
Okay.
It's talking about Malchut in its complete structure. But in our world, when we were growing up in the Western world and we had this great, great teachings, we can do anything we want as long as we don't hurt someone. But that's not true, because if I cut my finger, my little finger, does my thumb hurt? Does my thumb suffer? Of course it does, because it's on my hand. it has to pick up some additional effort because I don't use my finger, my little finger, in the same way. We are all unified, only we perceive ourselves as separated from each other. We're like a finger on the hand of God. So when one of the fingers is not doing its work, then the flow of energy is lessened. And that's why if someone else does a negative action, the flow stops for everyone. Was that a question, or was that it was my own voice coming back at
me? I think it was your own voice coming back at you. But it also works in the opposite direction as well.
Okay, now I can't hear my uncle.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
What I heard you ask, and I wasn't, it was really low, was, but it also works in the opposite direction also. Is that the question?
That was the question.
Okay, so when you say it works in the opposite direction, you're saying if someone does a positive action, it increases the flow of light for everyone, correct?
Correct.
But what does it mean for the flow of light to increase? It means that the person who's doing negative actions now is able to see more of the dirt and dust that he creates. And so hopefully he will stop doing it. But it's not the idea that in the opposite direction, when you do a positive action, you get the person doing negative actions gets the flow of energy, because the person doing the negative action has cut off the flow of energy to himself as well as to us. When we do positive energies, we restore that flow of positive energy. But it's up to us, because we've restored it, we receive the energy. And then it's up to us to share with the other people. But if they're doing negative actions, it's up to us as the appointed messenger of Hashem to only give that energy to those who will use it in a proper manner. That's why it's up to us to explain to someone, you're doing a negative action and you're hurting everyone, but I can't take away your free will, so please be aware of what is the proper action and start doing it. And if the person's response, whether literally saying this to you or figuratively saying it to you, I'm going to do what I want, I'm not hurting anybody, eventually that person will run out of energy because they keep doing actions that cut the flow of energy to everyone. Whereas when you do a mitzvah and when you do good deeds and when you do positive actions, you're restoring that flow of energy to you. But it's up to you whether you restore it to the person doing the negative action. Otherwise, the system would never come to its completion. It would never come to correcting the tikkun. Is it clear?
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Proverbs 2:52. Kegavnada Reuata Ki Ani Hu Leachaza Dilahawe Peruda Benela Witata Kimade Itmar. The translation. The same applies to the verse. See now that I, even I, am he, in which the first I applies to Bina, and the second I to Malchut. This is to show that no separation exists between Bina above and Malchut below, as we have already explained. And my commentary is that the Rabbi Ashlag's comments make this pasuk clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, there is no separation between Bina and Malkut. And is that the Malkut of the Nukva or the Malkut of the physical world? Because there is
the Malkut of the physical, the Malkut of the physical world and the Malkut of the Nukva are the same, except one has a complete structure of 10 Sephirot and one doesn't.
Right.
But Malchut, when it has its complete structure, elevates to Bina and enclose Bina, surrounds Bina. And
okay.
There's no difference between Bina and Malchut at that point.
But they have
this
to have
verse
a complete...
is describing two different levels. It says the
right.
word Ani, I, twice. It's describing two different levels. One where the Malchut has not grown to the level of Bina, and one where it does.
So there is separation to a certain, it all depends if it's complete or not.
Correct. And until the world that is coming arrives, there is separation to some level or another.
Okay.
It can be a further separation, a greater separation, or a lesser separation. As long as there's a person doing the negative actions, it's doing that. It's creating separation. Hold on a second. Come in. You're early. But I'll draw to a close. Come on in. I do have to go, so.
Okay.
If you want us to go over this again, we can.
Okay. Last one. Absolutely.
Well, we'll do it tomorrow. We'll start with 253 or 252. You let me know.
Okay.
And actually, we're both back to 249.
Then we can go to 249. Although there is a recording for 249 and 50 on us, so.
Right.
You'll let me know tomorrow what you want to do. Remember, this whole section is very esoteric. It's very difficult to comprehend.
Right, and I think we still have questions on the blowing out and the removal, and I think there's unsettled business there.
I agree.
Okay.
Speak to you soon.
Sure.
Have a good week. And then tonight, the 7 o'clock class is a Tiffany Zohar class.
Okay. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.